Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray mid-afternoon prayer using the complimentary psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Jesus lives who once was dead. Joy, O man, the deathless voices, child of God, lift up thy head. Patriarchs from the distant ages, saints all longing for their heir. Prophets, psalmists, seers, and sages, all await the glory given. Life eternal, oh, what wonders, crowd on faith, what joy unknown. When a mystery's closing thunders, saints shall stand before the throne. Oh, to enter that bright portal, see that glowing firmament. Know with thee, O God immortal, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent.
Raising his hands, he blessed them and was lifted up to heaven. Alleluia.
Raising his hands, he blessed them and was lifted up to heaven. Alleluia.
When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs.
The heathens themselves said, "What marvels the Lord worked for them! What marvels the Lord worked for us! Indeed, we are glad."
Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap.
They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil.
In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber.
Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways.
By the labor of your hand you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper, your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house, your children like shoots of the olive around your table.
Indeed, thus shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem.
On Israel, peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Raising his hands, he blessed them, and was lifted up to heaven. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Colossians. Since you have been raised up in company with Christ, set your heart on what pertains to higher realms, where Christ is seated at God's right hand. Be intent on things above, rather than on things of earth. Give glory to the King of Kings. Alleluia.
Sing praise to God. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God, and make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving, for the ascension of Christ, your Son, is our exaltation. And where the head has gone before in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.